Work on life incidents. James and Ellen White remained in Battle Creek for a few weeks following the General Conference session. After the notable vision of June 12, 1868, they returned to Greenville to continue in the program they had inaugurated there. This involved caring for the farm, writing, and visiting the churches. They took with them Uriah Smith, editor of the Review. From Greenville, Smith soon reported. June 15, Brother White took us into his carriage at Battle Creek, for a journey of 70 miles north, to his home in Greenville, Montcalm County. This journey has given us the opportunity of beholding some of the nice farming lands that lie between these points, as evinced by the thrifty fruit trees, the luxuriant fields of grass and grain, and perhaps as much as anything, by the uncleared tracts of primitive forest, with their dense growth of lofty and massive trees. The Review and Herald, June 23, 1860. This was Smith's first journey so far north, and he enjoyed both the brief release from the office and the opportunity to gain an acquaintance of the country. The journey has been a good recreation. Fine weather, the cheerful and promising garb of nature, the sweet-scented fields, and conversation on the great themes of present truth, upon which none are better prepared to speak than Brother and Sister White. He added. Here we are now at the spacious and hospitable home of Brother White, to spend a few weeks assisting him in the preparation of life incidents for the press, for the double object. 1. That this important work may, with as little delay as possible, be in the hands of the brethren, and 2. That Brother and Sister White may the sooner be at liberty to visit the churches which are everywhere waiting for their labors. Ibid. James White had already begun work on the proposed book in preparing a series of articles beginning in the February 11, 1868, Review and Herald. 10 had been published by May 5, when the project came to a standstill because of the General Conference session. James White had told the story of his life in connection with the Advent movement, up to the disappointment of October 22, 1844. Now with Uriah Smith's help, the work would be hurried to completion. They added a third more material, carrying the account through the second and third angels' messages, concluding sketchily with Seventh-day Adventists' present position and work. Copies would be ready for the proposed camp meeting, scheduled for late August. Smith was pleased to go with the Whites from Greenville to write for meetings the weekend of July 4th and 5th, and he was with them as plans were discussed for the camp meeting. There was a strong leaning toward holding it right there in Wright, Ibid, July 14, 1868. When Smith returned to Battle Creek in mid-July, he carried with him the revised and amplified manuscript for life incidents. In a back-page note in the Review of August 4th, James White explained. Life Incidents. This book is nearly ready. It will contain 376 pages. Do you want your friends to know why you are a Seventh-day Adventist? Let them have this book to read. Do you wish them impressed with the great fact that God has been in the great Advent movement? Let them have an opportunity of reading the book. In this work I have connected experience with theory, showing that the position of Seventh-day Adventists is based upon the Word of God, and is also sustained by the deepest and most valuable Christian experience. Ibid, August 4, 1868. The book was to sell for $1 per copy, free to the poor, in which case the book fund would be charged 60 cents. He expected that thousands of copies will be given to those who have not sufficient interest in the subject to purchase, or money to pay for, the book. The initial printing was 5,000 copies.